And we continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomei Halachos Shabbos, Siman Shin Gimel. We're in the middle of Siv Tes Vav, says the Mechaber, Ubepilpel, Ubegargir Melech, Ubechobosim Shetitein Lasoch Piha. A woman is permitted to go out into the Rosh HaSarabim with this type of food, which she would put in her mouth in order to make her breath smell better. As long as she does not put it into her mouth, planning on going out into the Rosh HaSarabim, if she did have it in her mouth and then decided to go out, if it fell out of the mouth, she should not put it back in. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that she should not put it back in is because of the gzeira of Shchikas Samamanim. The reason she should not put it in l'chadchila is either because of the gzeira of Shchikas Samamanim or because it looks like she is performing ha'arama in order to get that item out into the Shrus HaRabim, even though she doesn't really need it. And therefore, if it fell out, you shouldn't put it back in because it looks like ha'arama. The Mishnah Berurah says there are others who think that this placing it back in the mouth is similar to nesina l'chadchila, which we said is prohibited either because of Shchikas Samamanim or because of the appearance of ha'arama. The nafka mina between the two reasons, says the Mishnah Berurah, is if it fell onto a kli, then we make the gzera of ha'arama, but we would not make the gzera of Shchikas Samamanim, as we'll see later on in Simenshin Chav Ches. The Mechaber continues, Ubat HaShokayim Shakoshrim B'Meshicha Sviv Shokea Av B'Shein HaMeshicha K'shur B'Hem. This type of clothing that goes around the thigh, which is tied with a string. We're not afraid that it's going to fall down a little bit, and you might come to carry it in the Rosh HaSarabim on Shabbos. Since this item, says the Mishnah Berurah, is required for the clothing, we're not afraid that you are going to come to carry it. You're not going to take it off because it will reveal your thighs, which you would not do, just like we saw, you would not reveal your hair or any other part of your body. The Mechaber continues, the Yotza Be'etzad Shamanichim Bezroa B'Shok, this type of jewelry, which goes around the arm or thigh, V'ushet Dvuka L'Basar V'lo Tishamet, as long as it is stuck on well to the body, and then there is no chashash that it will fall off, and you might come to carry it in the Rosh HaSarabim. An earlier point related to the pilpel that we discussed, there is a discussion in the poskim if a chola does not need a certain item now, but they might need it in the future, such as someone who needs to carry insulin with them because they might need to take an insulin shot later on. There is a discussion in the poskim whether it is permitted to carry in the Rosh HaSarabim, even though it is not needed now. Most are even machmir. Siv tez zayin. B'chol ma sheyechola latzeis, yechola atzir b'shus harabim. With anything that we said that you are allowed to go out into the Rishus HaRabim with, you are also allowed to untie it in the Rishus HaRabim. V'lo chayshina demo masilei. And we're not afraid that you are going to come to carry it once you have untied it. Siv yed zayin. Yesh osrin lahavi mafteach afilu b'chatzar habayis ki'im b'yado. There are some who prohibit carrying a key in the chatzer, even in an area where there is an eruv, unless it is being carried with the hand, but not attached to the belt, because we're afraid that you might come to forget that you are carrying it, even in a place that it is mutter to carry it, and you might come to carry it out into the Rosh HaSarabim. If you are carrying it in your hand, we are not afraid that you're going to forget that you're carrying it and you'll carry it into the Rosh HaSarabim, because if that was the case, then we shouldn't allow you to carry anything anywhere because of a concern that you might come to carry it in the Rosh HaSarabim. However, if you carry it in an abnormal way, it's being worn or it's in your pocket or something like that, then it is common for someone to forget that they're carrying it and they might come to carry it out into the Rosh HaSarabim as well. That's why we'll see later on in Sefer Ches that there is an opinion which prohibits wearing jewelry even in a makom where there is an eruv because of the concern that you might come to take it out into the Rosh HaSarabim d'oraisa.